Merci. La prochaine question, Jared Buck.
Hi, Yannick. Yesterday, Joe's line, had a few goals. You had some chances as well. Tonight, your line, Raphael scored as well. You had two goals. Laurent scored, Lucas scored. Is that the kind of way that you see this team going this season, that a line is going to be there every game?
Yeah, exactly. I think we have four really good line. Our depth is good, and I think everybody's on the same page. Everybody works really hard, and I think that's what we're trying to do every day. And then we're rolling four lines, and I think everybody can contribute offensively.
And, in the third period, you outshot them 14-5, even though you had a 5-1 lead. You're used to these weekend battles against the same team in the AHL, but knowing that you have two more games against them next week, does that kind of force you to put a little bit more in the third period to not give them any momentum going into next week?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we talked about in between the second and third. We're playing them again twice this week, so we can't really give them any hopes or anything. So it was really about pushing the pace again in the third and try to outscore them again.
Perfect.
Merci, Jared. La prochaine question, Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Yannick. What gave your team success this weekend?
Well, I think we were really well prepared. The training camp that we had was really a high-paced training camp, and then we included a lot of system-wise, and I think you could tell, out of the gate on face-off, we were really prepared, and then I think it showed on the score.
And can you talk about your line mate, Raphael Harvey-Pinard, and what's your impression of him since, I guess, the start of the camp up to today?
Well, Raphael is a young player, but I think he catches the games and he knows the game. He reads it really well, and he works his ass off every day. I think that, he's just going to keep growing this season, and I think good things are going to happen for him.